Hello and welcome. This file is called Cuck Queen, and it's a little fantasy in which you will be my Cuck Queen. Now, a little warning, this file is pretty extreme for me, and besides the Cuck Queen theme, it contains very heavy humiliation. If this is what you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control
growing stronger and stronger. 18. You drift down as I pull you in, as I take more and more control. You can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy. You feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go. You just sink. You just enjoy the submissive bliss. Enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain. My hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to throw you into a little fantasy. That's right. Now before we begin, there's one safety. If at any point during this fantasy, the fantasy becomes too much, or too intense, or negative for any reason, you will instantly and automatically wake back up and know that it was just a fantasy, so that you will always be safe. And because you know you are always safe, you can immerse yourself even deeper. Just let go and drop into this fantasy, really experiencing it, as if you're really there. And as I describe this fantasy, and you imagine it, you will find that it becomes completely real. Just like a dream that feels completely real as long as you're dreaming, this fantasy will become completely real to you. That's right. And now it's time. Time to dive into this little fantasy. And in this little fantasy, you are my little cuck queen. That's right. My little cuck queen. Always desiring, craving my cock. And yet, you know you will never get it. You know you're not good enough. Your pussy is not good enough. Not good enough for my cock. Not good enough for any cock. And that's why I locked you up in a steel chastity belt long ago. And you're kneeling in front of me. And you know what's going to happen tonight. I'm going out tonight. And you know what that means. It means you will be locked up in your cage, waiting at home, while I go out, party, have fun. And maybe I even bring another woman back home with me and fuck her in front of you. That's right. And before I go out, I always have you kneel in front of me. And you kneel there, like you always do, ready for the humiliating ritual you have to endure every single time. That's right. And you kneel there looking up at me as I smirk down at you. Look down at you, at my little cuck queen, my little toy, so desperate. You've been locked up in your chastity belt for so long. You watched me fuck so many other women, and yet there was never any release for you. Any cock for you. Because you know you're not good enough. Your pussy is not good enough. You're too inferior to deserve any cock. That's right. And you watch me as I open my fly and pull out my big cock. You see it swelling and growing in front of you. As I swing it back and forth, back and forth. Your eyes completely transfixed on the tip of my cock, mesmerizing you, hypnotizing you. Oh, are you salivating, my little cock queen? Ha ha ha, you know you will never feel this cock inside of you. Never. All that you can do is watch me fuck other women and drool and crave my cock, little slut. That's right. You will never feel that cock in your worstest little cunt. And yet you're completely focused on it, completely hypnotized by it, aren't you? Makes you drool, doesn't it, my little cuck queen? Drooling for what you will never get. Now get up with your back against the wall, little slut. You do as you're told, standing against the wall, legs spread, hands behind your head, and I come to you, holding the key to your chastity belt. And I unlock your chastity belt, only the part between your legs, folding it down, leaving the belt around your waist. And your pussy is free. And I take my cock and hold it so fucking close to your pussy. You can even feel the warmth from my cock on your pussy. And you can feel your pussy burning too. Burning with need. Burning with desire. so close and yet so far, as I tease you, as I gently slide the tip of my cock over your lips just once, and then say no and pull it away. And you can feel your pussy, your clit, throbbing with need, throbbing with desire. And yet you know, you will never get my cock. You're not good enough for my cock. You're not good enough for any cock. You're not good enough to be fucked. And then I wrap my hand around your throat, pull you forward and push you down on your knees in front of me. And you look up at me again. You know what's coming. I have you touch yourself, masturbate, and you know very well to be careful and never have an orgasm. And yet you touch yourself kneeling in front of me, your eyes still completely glued to the tip of my cock, impossible to look away. And you know what's coming, and you really love and hate this part. You love it for the pleasure, and you hate it for what it does to you. And as you look up at the tip of my cock, swinging in front of your eyes, back and forth, I smirk down at you, at my little cuck queen, my little horny toy, never to be fucked. Tell me that you are just my stupid little cuck queen. Tell me that you're my property, slut. Tell me how worthless you are. Tell me how useless your pussy is. Beg me to keep you as my worthless little cuck queen. Beg me to lock you up. Beg me to put you in your tiny little cage. Beg me to go out tonight. Beg me to fuck other women while you watch. Beg me to always deny you any cock, any pleasure, any release. That's right. And why should I do it? Tell me how worthless you are, little slut. Tell me. Yeah, tell me how much you deserve it. Such a worthless little cuck queen. My little toy to play with, to tease, to deny. You will never get any cock. Now stop touching your worthless little pussy and stand up. That's right. It's time to lock up your ugly pussy again. I lock you back up. Then I grab your hair, pull you to your cage, and force you into your tiny little cage in my bedroom. And then you watch. You watch me getting ready to go out. You watch me leaving, turning off the light. And then you're alone, locked in your cage, locked in chastity, trapped in the darkness, with a lot of time, and your mind running wild. And you wonder, what's going to happen today? Will I bring another woman back home? Will I fuck her in front of you? Will you get lucky? Sometimes, some of my cum leaks out of their pussies, and I lick you up from wherever it ends up, from the floor, from a chair. It doesn't matter. Just the thought of getting some cum inside of you makes your pussy throb with desire, burn with pleasure. Your hand instinctively moves down between your legs, and yet all there is hard, unforgiving steel. That's right. You are locked up, completely, totally, helplessly trapped in your pleasure, just like you deserve it. And you're just trapped there, trapped in the cage, trapped in your lust. And that's all that fills your tiny little mind. Just the lust, just the craving, the need, the heat that burns in your body. And the hope that you will be allowed to lap up some of my cum. And of course, the anticipation, as you wait, waiting for me to come home, wondering if I will bring home a real woman, a woman worthy to fuck, a woman with a beautiful pussy, a woman that deserves to be fucked. To feel a fat cock inside of her pussy. To feel hot cum flooding her pussy. All the things you will never get. Because you are just a stupid little cuck queen. You're not worthy of cock. And you know it. And your mind just keeps on racing in circles. As time slows down to a crawl. And you wonder what I'm doing right now. If I'm having fun. If I'm talking to real women. To deserving women. And all these thoughts circling around in your brain make your worthless little pussy ache even more with desire. That's right. And I locked you up for so long. All you get is just a minute or so of touching yourself before I go out, and only while you degrade yourself. That's right. Can you even remember what an orgasm feels like? Not that you even deserve the memory of an orgasm. You are just a worthless little cock queen. Just a toy to tease and play with. And torture and be cruel to. Yeah. You hear voices and steps inside the house. You hear laughter. And then the door to the bedroom opens. And suddenly you are thrust in glaring light. And you see me. Coming in, not just with one woman, but with two gorgeous younger women, beautiful women, amazing women, deserving women, deserving of cock. And you feel your face growing hot, hot with burning shame, shame over your own inadequacy, shame over your worthlessness, shame of your situation. Shame of how pathetic you are. And yet, you can also feel your ugly pussy burning with heat, don't you? Already beginning to drool. Completely out of control. Like an animal. Yeah, drooling helplessly. And you hear me talking to this beautiful woman. Oh, just ignore her. That's just my worthless little cuck queen. Just ignore her. Or if you want, use her to clean your hands or your pussy with her mouth. Or use her hair, whatever. You feel your face flushing with heat and shame. Both women are laughing about you, laughing at you. One even comes to your cage, petting your head. You can see the amusement in her eyes. Laughing at my pathetic little cuck queen. And yet, very soon, they do ignore you. And all you can do is watch. Watch as we have sex. Watch as they lick me and pleasure me. You can see them licking my balls, licking my cock. You can feel your own mouth, your own tongue aching with the desire. You can feel the jealousy filling every cell of your body. And yet, at the same time, you feel your pussy, your ugly pussy, burning with heat, burning with lust and shame. And like always, your hands move down to your chastity belt, rubbing the outside, rubbing only hard, unforgiving steel without you being able to feel anything. You can even feel the heat through the steel. And you can feel your wetness as you begin to drool out of your chastity belt. As you watch me fucking them both, fucking them hard, fucking them long. And you keep watching for hours as I keep fucking them hard, fucking them for a long, long time, brutally fucking them into the ground, first one, then the other, then back to the first one. Oh yes. And with every moment you feel your own heat growing and growing and growing, knowing it will never be fulfilled, knowing I will always keep you locked up in the chastity belt as you watch me fucking these beautiful, deserving, real women, knowing that you are just a worthless little cuck queen as I fuck them hard. And then the exquisite pain after a long time when I finally come in one of them. You feel the ache, you feel the shame, you feel your inadequacy. And as we all cuddle up in the bed and fall asleep, You're still trapped in your little cage, and all you can do is keep watching in your uncomfortable cage. No, you're far too aroused to sleep. You will stay trapped in this cage, and even hearing them sleeping with me, hearing them breathing in the darkness, keeps you so fucking on edge, keeps you so fucking humiliated, reminds you how worthless you are. After I fucking fucked them into the ground, and you have to stay in your tiny little cage. And all night you can feel the shame, the inadequacy, you can feel the lust, you can feel your ugly pussy drooling through the chastity belt. You can feel the heat that keeps you awake, your body is aching, you're already in this tiny cage for such a long time. And yet you just kneel there quietly. Even as you begin to cramp, you just kneel there quietly because you know you are just a worthless little cock queen. And then it's morning. And guess what? We are fucking again. We are having another round. We are having a lot of fun, and you get even more aroused, even more in heat. You feel even more desperate, even more worthless, even more pathetic. You know you are just my worthless little cock queen, and you will never get that kind of action that you are watching right now. You will never have my massive hard cock inside of your pussy. You will always just watch, always locked up, always teased and denied. Just my worthless little cock queen. You know you're not worthy of my cock, not worthy of my cum inside of you. And so you just watch as we fuck yet again, as they lick me, as they lick my balls, as they lick my cock, as I fuck them into the ground, as I cum into the other woman. Yeah. She's a real woman. She's worthy of my cum, worthy of my cock, worthy of the pleasure. You are just a worthless little cock queen, trapped in your cage, that's right. Just a worthless little cock queen. And then, when it's over and after we cuddled and showered and had breakfast, I get you out of your cage, pulling you out of your cage on your hairs. And I pull you to my favorite leather armchair and sit down in it. And have you kneel next to me and put your head on my lap. And I scratch you and pet you and tell you that you're such a good little cock queen. And tell you how amazing the sex was. The kind of sex you will never get. Tell you how amazing it is to fuck a real woman while I pet your head. And tell you that you will always be my little cock queen. My little toy to tease, to deny, never fuck, that I will always be cruel to you. And you know, that's exactly what you deserve. That's exactly what you need, because you are just a little cock queen. You're not worthy of cock. You're not worthy of being fucked. You're not even worthy of being a cum dump. You are just a little cock queen. And the only time you will get cum is when you lick it from the floor. Or maybe if you clean some woman that allows you to clean her. Because that's the only thing you're good enough for. It's my little cock queen. That's right. And now it's time to let the story slowly fade away. And as the story fades away, the heat grows even more. That's right. The heat and shame can grow. And as you leave the story behind you, the heat and the shame and the lust will all still be within you. And when you wake up, you will feel it really strongly. And you will also remember every detail of this fantasy very vividly, just as if you have been right there, as if it has really happened to you. That's right. You will have a completely vivid memory of every single detail, and it will feel as if it has really happened to you. And you will feel all the lust, you will feel all the shame, all the inadequacy. Oh, and if you plan to have an orgasm afterward, you will find that as you masturbate, as you touch yourself, as you feel the pleasure building, you will fall back into this fantasy. You will feel all the shame again. You will feel all the worthlessness again. You will be back there again, my worthless little cock queen. And you will have the hardest fucking orgasm ever. That's right. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you come back again. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. I really hope you enjoyed this little fantasy. Thank you for listening and letting me turn you into my little cock queen. And goodbye.